The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Time is 6 after 7 here on the last day of November.
The Monday after Thanksgiving.
That's right. You know, everybody's had some days off here. Everybody looks like they're well rested and ready to go into the next battle here, getting ready for Christmas. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to Bob, who's here. Good morning, just
Good
Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bob Martin. Thanks for sitting at the helm today.
Hey, my pleasure. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
We did.
You, hopefully that you had a good one, that Ann's feeling better.
She is feeling better. She's going back to school today.
Oh, good. Well, then, so she can pass that around to all the kids. Okay. Hey, honey, what's the weather look like?
Hey, it's currently 31 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. My gosh, today we're going to have a high of 51. Our lows are going to be 35. Looks like tomorrow calls for around our highs of 60 and our lows of 42. And then we go to 57. And rain is called for Thursday with our lows of 42 and our highs of 54. So we're kind of just in that kind of cold weather. Love it. Can bring out the nice sweaters and enjoy, you know, just kind of bundling up with all the Christmas layering stuff, which is great. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's, you know, our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's Cyber Monday, Carl.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that means, except that supposedly you get all these great deals online. You know what? I've been seeing things. You know, of course, there's Black Friday, where there's fist fights in stores, people fighting, rolling around on the ground, punching each other, I mean, getting mean and aggressive, and that's just the women. The men just stand back because they're afraid. I mean, if you ever go in on Black Monday or Black Friday, I mean, it's just like, you know, women become elbow and knees.
Well, now, we remember.
And not in every case, of course, but people are backing off from
that. We were in Sacramento, and so the Sacramento Bee, you needed a forklift to actually bring it into the house. So anyway, you know, we had a lot of fun going through all the ads and everything, and we decided that on Thanksgiving, well, we saw that the stores were really opening at Thursday night. They were opening at 6 p.m. Thursday night.
But we didn't do that.
No, but we did.
We're holding the line there.
That's right. But we did go. We were Black Friday participants.
I went to Nirvana, the Bass Pro Shop. Bass Pro Shop, if you've never been to one, you just need to go to one. You walk in, and it's such an experience. You have a huge aquariums with sturgeon in them, and you have all types of trophy mounts everywhere around there. And everybody is, I mean, I don't know how many people they had working there that day. But if you had tripped, you would have been trampled by everybody that was there to help you, not even counting the thousands. I mean, would you say thousands of people that were in this
thousands
place?
Thousands of people.
It
that
had
were
to
there.
Be thousands of people in there. I mean, thousands of cars around this place. So we got into it. We went into it. We buckled on our helmets and our body armor, and we went right in there. So we're looking around, and, you know, and frankly, I mean, they got a lot of nice stuff, but there wasn't any. I didn't see any better deals than you would see around here. So, but I did pick up a pair of Levi's, and we picked up something else, and then we looked at the line. The line was so long. The line was so long. We took it back, put them right back where we found them, wandered around some more. And then as we walked out, we saw some people we know from Reading.
Yes.
I mean, just as you walk out, I mean, all the thousands of people out there, they're just standing there what are you doing? Well, we have the grandkids. We're going to go in there, and we're going to do assault. We're going to go in and do the assault. And I said, carry extra money. So,
or time or patience or whatever it is to stand in line. So
but
anyway, we ventured over over to the Arden Fair Mall. And, you know, I asked for my parking angel. My parking angel just, ding, right behind the spot, right behind Nordstrom's, my favorite place to park. Hate to tell you the secret, but there's a place right behind Nordstrom's. There's a strip. And one opened.
Well, you just let it out.
Well,
as
you know.
We drove up, this lady pulled out, yep. And we parked in the first spot right there. Wandered through there. The lines were not too bad.
No.
Now here's where I am. This lady in front of me with this child in her baby carriage. She said, "Please watch. I'm in line. Please watch. Please, can you please hold my place? I've bathroom. We got to take him to the bathroom." I said, "Okay." So I'm standing there. And she leaves.
You were in the children's department at Penny.
And I was kind of like, so I said, "Do you want me to move your carriage too?" She goes, "Oh, please." So I'm pushing the carriage down the row. And now I'm starting to think, well, this lady just left me here with this carriage. I don't know anything about this carriage.
Dear.
So I'm getting into this weird kind of like, don't ever, if you see a package left by itself, immediately tell security.
Everybody was speaking in foreign languages.
And they were. And I'm like,
everybody around there.
I'm thinking, she seemed like a nice lady, and she had took her baby, and I looked over there and had like a little baby bottle that had been chewed on and all this. And I thought, okay, just relax. And here she comes. She comes back. Oh, thank you very much. And then she helped me find my phone after I dropped it.
Where'd you drop it?
I dropped it in the hood of this coat we were buying for a granddaughter.
Oh.
And I can't find it anywhere. She goes,
"It's tearing her."
And so you call. And so she turns. She looks at you and says, "Why don't you call it?"
But she had to try to find the words because she didn't speak English very well. So.
But she was pretty smart.
Yeah.
We found it. Well, there it is.
I'm sure everybody has got their Thanksgiving stories. And we did have quite a large crowd. And, again, we went out. And it's just kind of there's special things that you like to do when you are getting ready for the holidays, and which we are. And one of the things that we love to do is sleep. And we did sleep in at my folks' house, but there's nothing better than to come back into our Sleep Number bed. We talk about it. We're talking about it on the air. We talk about it. Can't wait to get home, get into our Sleep Number bed.
How much is a good night's sleep worth? And here it is. It's Christmas time. This may be the ultimate gift you can give your partner, is a good night's sleep for the next 30 years. Dual air technology, you can my Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And Elk Killer, who sleeps with us occasionally, is a Sleep Number is 40 also, just like Linda's, because they're over there sleeping together. But this is one of the three tenets of good health: good diet, exercise, and sleep. Not only that, but your children. How about your children sleeping well at night? And you can, with the Sleep IQ technology, you can take care of that. You can make sure they're okay. You make sure that they're sleeping well. You know, Sleep IQ technology will give you some great ideas. But the only way you're going to be able to do this is to head on down to the Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Now, when you walk in the store, it's like kind of going to one of those Apple, the Apple store.
The Apple store.
I mean, it's like...
It's a culture, honey.
It is. It's high tech and it's everything.
But you see all ages. You see grandparents in there.
Right. And you see everything there also at the Sleep Number store. And they have anybody. I mean, you get there and you lay down on the bed and they show you where the hotspots are that you can sleep better just by being able to adjust all of this at the Sleep Number store. See Brian Janice or any of the professionals over there. They've got all kinds of great deals going right now. It's Christmas. And, give the ultimate gift of sleep. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. Made in America. Guaranteed. Can't get any better.
I have to say. How about everybody coming together? Families trying to figure out what to get mom and dad. Or how about grandma and granddad? They've got everything. They've been everywhere. They traveled the world. They've been in business. Whatever. Everybody get together and buy a Sleep Number bed. What a treat for the grandparents or the parents to be able to go into a Sleep Number store, get the experience of what it is. You try all different kinds of beds. It's so wonderful. It's a great experience. Can't say enough about it. But anyway, it's just a thought when you're like, oh, I never even thought about that. How weird. Yeah, that would be. It's like,
Yeah, because that's a gift. Every year, it would just be great. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're going to talk about a lot of things we come back, not just football, but the Planned Parenthood attack, an editorial in the paper this weekend, and we want to thank a lot of people, and we'll be right back after this.
Sunday town, I heard the radio walk, I was driving. driving.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And good morning, this Monday morning after Thanksgiving. Now it's officially, it's funny, the first day after Thanksgiving we start to wear red, candy canes. And welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning, 718. 30th. Oh, my gosh, my computer's...
Your computer's on. Oh, hey, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, been in the business for over 20 years. Been well over 20 years. Been in the business 70 years. Also has been rated the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Great. Not only that, but they have Turkey Trot. And they do something else too. They hire veterans. They're very proud of that. They hire a lot of veterans over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're very proud of them for doing that. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jimmy. Jimmy's back in town, and that kind of reminds me of, you know, this weekend we were approached by people when at the Redtown Market.
Saturday was great.
I tell you what, Redtown Market was a big success. They had well over 1,000 people there. You know,
really beautiful items. And yeah, it really turned out really well. From 11 to 8, 50 people or so were waiting to get in line.
Yeah, at 11 o'clock. And it went to what, 8 o'clock?
Went to 8 o'clock.
Well, and, I don't know how many people
were. Well, I'm not sure if they closed down early, because that's a long day.
That was a long day. But they had a lot of people were selling things. A lot of the vendors were very, very happy with it. But here's the thing, is that sometimes we forget that when we're on the air that there's people out there. I mean, we don't forget.
I really
it's just that. We've had so many people come up to us lately that say how much they enjoy the show, how much they enjoy, you know, listening to Linda and I, probably more Linda than me, but and then listening to our station, listening to our shows on our station.
We know that you run the show, Carl.
And, the fact is that we really, really appreciate that. So thank you so much for coming up and saying that to us. And, that you're listening, that you go to our advertisers, but that you like to hear what's going on and that you think that we give a real good, fair accounting of what's happening in town and speak for a lot of the people in our city here. So
really,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. I mean,
you go home and have a good feeling,
yeah.
like you're doing something worthy, right, Carl? And that, you know, people are listening. They, you know, and they say we're so appreciative. Then the next day, which had been yesterday, after doing the jazz brunch, we stopped at a store and this guy heard your voice and said, "Are you Carl Bott?" And I listened to you.
I always put my hand on my gun when people say that. Another great guy, and that was, yeah. And then somebody else came over, and so it was the fact is that thank you very much, that we really appreciate this town, we appreciate the people in this town and in our city, and anything we can do to help make it better, we're very, very happy to do that, very proud of that. So thank you. I want to talk about a couple of things. This Planned Parenthood, the shooting at the Planned Parenthood, how horrible was that? Planned Parenthood with the videos of them talking about selling the baby parts and all this. I mean, whether it's legal or not, it was still atrocious. I mean, it was horrible. And no matter how you feel, how you feel about abortion, walking in and starting to shoot people. One person that was shot. You know, both people that were there were just escorting people there. They weren't there to get abortions. One was a guy, an Iraqi war veteran.
Oh,
by the way, who was escorting somebody there, and his brother says he didn't believe in abortion. He was being there for somebody that was going through this. And then this guy that walked in here, if you see his photo and then you read about him, if he's not mentally deranged, then I don't know what the definition is going to be anymore. Not necessarily because he lived by himself back in North Carolina in a house that didn't have water or running water or electricity. I mean, I know people that are like that here, but, you know, they're off the grid, but they're not like that. But, you know, a campus policeman, that's, you know, when you get the word active shooter, all police start heading toward the active shooter. And as soon as they can get to law enforcement officers, they go after him. Well, he got there and was killed. Our hearts go out to him. By the way, there was another policeman killed this weekend also. But anyway, this guy that did the shooting, of course, then the political, you know, then here come the political, buzzards. I call them political buzzards. The vultures come out. Oh, if you hadn't been talking about Planned Parenthood, it would have never happened. Well, maybe, you don't know. But the fact is that maybe Planned Parenthood needs to take a look at how they do things. You know, it's a woman can make her mind up about that. But some of the things that go along with it was just as public affairs was horrible. But there's no reason for somebody to go in there and start shooting. Now, Colorado has a universal background check. Made no difference. So you've that guy got a gun. Again, we go back to the mental health. We go back to, but I don't know what is the next step is before you buy a gun is you've got to have a checkup, a mental checkup from a psychologist who says, nope, they're okay. Or, you know, I'm not sure. Is it going to go to that? Of course, what they want to do is take guns out of everybody's hands, which is kind of another leap into insanity of taking my guns away or Linda's guns away or Bob's guns away or Paletti's guns away or anybody's guns away that are law-abiding citizens. You know, you don't want to do that.
So even if Carl, let's talk about this because there's another article that's come up about the Chicago banning of guns. Excuse me. The University of Chicago has canceled classes today and asked students, faculty, and non-essential staff to stay away from its main campus on the city's south side after being informed by the FBI of a threat of gun violence. The university was informed by FBI counterterrorism officials today that an unknown individual posted an online threat of gun violence against the University of Chicago, specifically mentioning the campus quad today at 10 a.m. So, here, you know, it starts off by saying, you know, because of gun violence. Then as you read into it, it goes into terrorism. So my question, and wouldn't you agree, or what are your thoughts on this, no matter if the Democratic Party or those against guns get our guns banned, and basically you're banned and nobody can carry anywhere or do anything, that you're still going to have a black market and people will still, even if it's illegal, like anything else, it's illegal, and you feel like they're still going to carry, still going to have guns, still going to happen. They'll bury them
at first
in the backyard.
At first, but eventually, if you outlaw it, totally outlaw it, it'd be kind of like the war on drugs, probably. War on drugs. Oh, that works to a certain point. I mean, you get a lot of dealers and all these kind of things. But what are you going to do? You're going to put somebody in jail that has a gun? Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. The only way you can take guns off the street is to ultimately ban them completely. And that's the only way it's going to work. Ban them completely. Take all of these records of people who have registered their guns. And by the way, when you buy a gun in California, it's registered. They know you've got it. They'll knock on your door and say, okay, you've got this gun, this gun, this gun, this gun, this gun. We're going to buy them from you at a fair market value. This rifle is worth this. Boom. This pistol is worth this. Boom. It'll be your semi-automatics. It'll be, and then they'll say, okay, you can keep your hunting rifles. Well, this is what I hunt with. Nope, sorry. That doesn't meet that requirement. So we're going to take that one, too. We're going to pay you for it. But we're going to take all your guns. And that's how they'll do it. And because the only way to get guns off the streets and guns out of the hands of people is to completely ban them, and you can't do it. It won't be in a year. It won't be in 2 years. It won't be in 5 years. But you'll eventually get them. And the other thing is, if you catch somebody with a gun, you put them in jail. You put them in jail automatically for 10 years. So that's the way you do it. Now, if that doesn't sound scary to you, it should, because right now you've got groups of people, you've got law enforcement agencies right here in California. They're going after people that, you know, they may have had something in their record from back before, and they're going through it. Oh, this person is supposed to have a gun. They knock on the door, they confiscate that gun, and they may arrest them for it. So, I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, can you stop, you know, how do you stop, you know, gun violence? Well, there's a variety of ways. One is a background check on people to make sure that there's nothing in their background. The other thing, too, is this, is why not provide security in the way, and there's a variety of ways of securing things like schools and malls and other places.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. Happy holidays. Do you have a comment?
Hey, yeah, I do. Same to you guys. Fair market value, if all guns were completely illegal, wouldn't it be zero?
Yeah. Well, they could, you know what? No, they've got to make it sound better than that. They'll say, they'll make it sound better than that, but you're right. But then after that initial sweep, they're going to let you sell them, you know, the first time. But the second time, no. Okay, hey, you had a chance to sell them.
Guns.
Now we take them. And then how do they take them? It's because, you know, people, okay, there's a reward. You know anybody that has a gun? $500. You turn them in. And so you turn in your neighbor, you know, hey, I know this guy. I know Patrick Jones didn't turn in all of his guns. He's got guns. And then, so they put Jones in jail. Put Jones in jail for a year until he tells them where all his guns are. You know, maybe he doesn't even know where all his guns are. Who knows? All right. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you guys take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye,
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
Mike, can I say, I'm starting Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, absolutely.
Yeah, happy holidays.
People stopped us
happy
and said,
Hanukkah.
You better say.
Yeah, we don't. We do. You know, that's where we are. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right. Ted Leidy has got all types of classes going. And what a great, you know what? What a great Christmas present would be a concealed carry class from Northern Firearms Instruction for your loved one, or even better, for you and your loved one. You take it together. They have all women's classes. They have, co-ed classes and advanced classes. Advanced classes once a quarter. They only take 12 people in that. So that one's pretty tight. But so you need to ask about that. But the rest of them are sign up. What a nice present. You know, just get a gift card for your loved ones. Just say, hey, we're going to take a concealed carry course together here. You don't have a gun because you haven't picked it out yet, or maybe the gun you have isn't exactly right. Then Northern Firearms Instruction will provide a gun and ammo for the class, and then they'll help you pick that right gun for you. That's right. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online, readingccw.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Let's talk Cyber Monday and a piece in the paper, and, of course, what happened in Denver last night.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Oh, the weather outside is right.
Oh, yeah. My man.
29 degrees out there, my friends.
Since we've no yes, we're going to be singing that a few times.
Let it snow.
Thursday at Wind River, of course. That's going to be our concert night there. It'll be
fun. This will be your Christmas concert.
Elements Lounge. Yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of those songs. And Lou Light will be my special guest. And, of course, it's the usual gang of usual guys.
Gang of suspects.
Yeah. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be fortunate enough to have Rick Hill come by and play a few songs as well.
It's going to be a big night there, and we'll talk more about that. But, you know, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Renning Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know why it's important? It's 29 degrees out there. If you have that little chip in your windshield and it gets a little bit of water in it and it hits 29, it expands, it cracks, it makes your windshield into one big spider web. So head on down to see Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business at 3208 Market Street, right here in Reading, or give him a call, 241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right, and it's currently 30 degrees in the downtown studios. It's varying, actually, between, you know, I think we started off at 34, and now we've gone down to 31. So this is what happens with the various reports that we read here. It's variations of, like, 5 to 7 degrees. But anyway, we know that it's in the 30s, and today is going to be high with 51. Slight chance of rain is predicted here from the National Weather Service. Tonight we have a slight chance of showers, then patchy frost. So that will be low of 37. Tuesday calls for a patchy frost and a slight chance of rain as well with 59 degrees. Tuesday night, 30% chance of rain with our temperatures around 41. And as well as Wednesday, chance of rain with our highs of 60 and our lows back down into the 50s. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business here. It is 23 minutes until 8 o'clock. I mean, the chat room is going for it today. They're talking paleo coffee. I need coffee stat. They're talking about their, you know,
paleo diet.
Paleo diets. That is that. Gee, what can I put in my coffee? Is that paleo? And then, you know, Angel's there going, you know, I'm just, you know, it's cold out there.
Stevia. You could probably use stevia. I think
I
that's your sugar substitute. That's the most natural, isn't it? You would.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but anyway. You know, Carl. You talked about windshield crackmaster. Okay, so speaking of cold. I don't know what it is, but years ago, loved watching the games when the Steelers were playing in the snow. You know, that 1970s era of the, you know, they felt the gladiators. So last night in Denver, we watched the entire game, the Patriots and the Broncos. And it snowed, and I said, look at that. You know, when you're looking at the players straight on, you don't really see it, but when they show the guys on the sideline, the snow's building up in their jackets and the sleet's coming down. And what do you think of the game?
Well, you know, frankly, I thought the Patriots were going to take it to the Denver, even though I know the Denver defense is pretty good, but they're beat up. But one of the guys, Chris Collingwood, said it at the end of the game. He said, this is not the same Patriots team that started the season or even the same team 3 weeks ago. Their whole offensive line is just decimated. Decimated doesn't mean they're all dead. Decimated means that, you know, a percentage of them are not playing. They've had to shift people around all over on the offense. As an example, one guy had to be shifted from the left side to the right side because his big toe and his left foot hurt. And that, you know, and if he's on the left side, he had to plant that foot when he was on the on the line to push off, and it hurt. So he moved him to the right side, so it took the pressure off. But now he's got to learn that. And then you've lost all the receivers for all the main receivers for the New England Patriots, and then Gronkowski, who is their bedrock of this team.
Mm-hmm.
In the third quarter or beginning of the fourth quarter, gets his legs taken out from underneath him. And it took him out of the game. They had to drive him off. But you know what? Here's how much people, you know, care for him. The opposite team, the guy that tackled him came over and was patting him. You know, just, you know, it's a tough game out there. And they do get hurt. As an example, Roethlisberger playing for the Steelers against the, I think it was against Seahawks, took himself out of the game with 2 minutes left. Because he had gotten hit really hard, and he was having concussion. He was having, you know, these concussion signs. So he took himself out of the game. And this is, you know, this is a completely different subject. But hope we can have a show about
mm-hmm.
it. But the bottom line on this is that it's a different team that started the season. But Tom Brady has got to be the fieriest quarterback in the league. I swear, you know, if somebody made a mistake out there and you looked at him, you thought he was going to pull a knife and stab his own teammate. But this kid from Denver, maybe Peyton can take a step back because this kid's 6'8", almost 6'8", 240 pounds. He's tall and he's a funny kind of guy. but he is very competitive.
Well, it's really interesting because the headlines today are saying, you know, my computer just went dead. It's been plugged in. I don't understand that. It just kind of like the battery went dead. But anyway, so I was perusing, and one of the headlines was talking about from one of the sports, obviously, writers, that, you know, after this guy has won two games, I mean, of course, it's not just him, it's the team,
yeah,
that maybe Peyton should think about not coming back. You know, this is kind of where, you know, that's interesting. And Bob, I know you want to weigh in, so why don't you just go, because I know you love sports. What do you think about this?
It is, it's painful to watch Manning this season, and it might very well be time for him to retire. I mean, and now we have Kobe Bryant going through the same thing in basketball. He said
he was horrible. He was horrible yesterday. He was throwing air balls yesterday. He shot 20%. And he shouldn't even been playing. But Peyton Manning, you got to remember, guys, 7-0. He started him out at 7-0.
Yeah.
You know, he won every game. Oh, he can't throw long. Well, then he throws long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he can't move fast enough. Well, he moves in fast enough. Well, he had this new offense, you know, and it's not, you know, they had to change the offense to back to the way that Peyton liked it. Well, guess what? Peyton knows what works for Peyton. And so then Peyton's been damaged, his foot, and they show what happened to his foot, and it looks painful. You pull a ligament loose like that. But this kid has played two games. He beat Chicago. And you say, okay, you beat Chicago. What's Chicago? Chicago's got a losing season. But then he came up in Denver, and they put together this game where they never stopped fighting. They never stopped. They never stopped playing. But you got to hand it to the Patriots too. I mean, my gosh, when they needed to, they took that ball all the way down the field and scored also. And you know,
and
frankly, it was the one. It was at the end. It was kind of like whoever had the ball last.
Yeah.
And then the then he went in the overtime. Well, you know, it went in. You know, they got him down there. Brady got him down there to tie the game. And then of course, then Denver won. So.
Yeah, just the fact that the Patriots were able to get it into overtime after losing that
lead
was remarkable. That
was good.
48-yard field goal.
Okay.
It was great. Well, you know, I would go back and the things I liked, I like a gritty, you know, I like to watch boxing and stuff like that. I like gritty. I know it sounds terrible, cage fighting, stuff like that. So I like a game that looks like, you know, this took out the toughies. And at the end, I just love to see youthful exuberance, you know, just the gratitude and the graciousness of talking to the reporters afterwards. And the one guy, and I'm terrible with names, so sorry, but it would have been...
The quarterback?
Not the quarterback, but the other guy.
The running back?
Yes.
Anderson.
And he talked about, he gave thanks to the equipment guy because he said, I had good cleats.
He did say that. He said the equipment guys had me the right shoes so I can make those cuts.
We forget about what it takes to win a game, the team, everything.
And he said, we had Brock's back today, just like we'll have Peyton's back when he returns. That was a very significant statement this kid said. That was classy. Just like we'll have Peyton's when he returns. You know, so it was good. Okay, enough of that. But it was a heck of a game, and I'm surprised that I have a wife who pulls me in there to watch football, because ordinarily I don't do it. Okay, now, I want to, what's the next thing? Cyber Monday and Black Friday. I mean, I was watching things like this. Today is Cyber Monday, and you're supposed to be able to get all these great deals online. Which is why I unplugged your battery, honey. Which is why you're wondering, why isn't it working? Because I took your battery out of your computer. But here's the thing is, of course they had the big fights and all that on Friday. You always have to have those.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But now, what I've heard, though, you start talking to shoppers, Black Friday's not as big as it used to be. Cyber Monday's not as big as it used to be. Why?
Because Cyber Monday moved to Sunday, and it's all over the place. It's not just specifically on Monday now. They call it Cyber Monday, but it'll go on over to Tuesday. And Black Friday was on Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You still had the Black Friday. You didn't have those doorbuster specials. But, again, some of the best information I get is from the doggy park. So it's at the dog park, and this guy was talking about he doesn't do Black Friday anymore because they waited in line, and they waited in line just a few years back for the doorbuster for the television. And they get all the way in line to get the television, and they said, oh, no, they've moved it over to that place because it was supposed to be, they mapped the whole thing. They were supposed to, they had to plot it out. this is where we're going to go as soon as we get in there. So they moved the location, and then they went over there and waited in that line to get the doorbuster television.
And they ran out.
They ran out.
Okay.
See, now that after that, it's like nix.
Now, this is, but from everything I'm seeing, too, is that if you just, because there's so many good sales all through the year, that it's not as significant as it used to be. And then when you get into it, it happens just like you and I. There's a line that's an hour. And I'm not going to stand in line for an hour for a pair of Levi's and a couple other things that we had picked out. No.
You know what
I'm not
going to
do that. You know what? Guess what? Because the prices weren't that different than,
it
than
was
coming
$10.
Back up here.
Jeans
and
were 10
coming
bucks.
Back up here. And they weren't Levi's, but they were.
They were jeans at 10 bucks. And they went, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we can get that. You know, so, but. And so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Camo
so
hoodie. There's
no,
a camo hoodie
okay,
with
now, camo hoodies were pretty cool.
Fur inside, or not fur inside, but, you know, fleece. And that was $14.99. So we were, like, piling these things, saying, oh, this is a great present. We were walking around the store and thinking, oh, that's cool. I mean, it was really, they had just so many cool departments.
Okay.
But anyway, like Carl said, the line would have been.
It's an hour. It was an hour. And they had like 12,
cash
registers going, but that's how long this line was.
Yeah.
It wrapped around guns, wrapped around the guns and the ammo. And I, you know what I had? I had a Dutch oven. Anybody have a Dutch oven for sale? By the way, if you've got a Dutch oven, it's in pretty good shape. Just let me know. You know, those little steel thing, cast iron that you can cook in. If you've
got a personal
one of those,
message.
Yeah, I know. That if you've got one of those, please let me know. I'm trying to find one for my son-in-law. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's 32 degrees out there. I hope you're enjoying it. And I want to talk to my chat room here as soon as we get back. Angel and Dr. Maria and Jarhead and all of you guys. We'll be right back.
Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You hit me on the head.
Well, I'm sorry, I could have grabbed your headphones. But
10 minutes till 8 o'clock here. 32 degrees out there.
Good morning on this Monday.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Look, if you are looking for presents for Christmas, sometimes you don't think about Espresso Joe's. But you should. Besides the fact going over and just warming your little hands and the cockles of your heart with a good hot coffee, cafe, espresso, or latte, is they have coffee by the pound that you can take. What great, great gifts to give people, stocking stuffers, when you get invited to all these places. You know, a bottle of wine that you can buy there and a pound of coffee, you know, of exotic beans. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the whole Northern California area. With a walk-in humidor that will knock your socks off. Loaded with cigar aficionado cigars that you'll really like. I know, I pronounced it correctly for Linda, just for her. Tobacco and Brew, it's a better-known business. And I tell you what, they do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley do. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. All right, chat room. All right, you guys are in there talking. One of you needs to call. Talking about why you can't eat bacon. What is this? You can't eat bacon on a paleo diet? On a paleo diet, Dr. Maria, is that what you're saying? Is that you can have wine, chocolate, and bacon, or no wine, chocolate, and bacon? And frankly, if that's the case, no wonder those people, you know, went into extinction back then. Oh, paleo, it's real it's healthy for you.
Well, they didn't do bacon if you were going to try to get down to caveman time.
Well, how do you know they didn't do?
Well, I don't.
It could have been their version of bacon.
Well, you mean like maybe venison on the fire, like a jerky?
Well, it's smoked. And probably no maple sugar on it because they were back then. But paleo, I'm just having to think here. It's that this is, you know, what kind of way of life is that? Silas Lyons, and this is, how about that for a segue? Silas Lyons, you know, and paleo. Silas does teach, he used to teach spinning classes over at
Doesn't he still?
He probably does, down into Y. But, okay. So Silas Lyons, Peace in the Record Searchlight. It made me think, which is good, which is what they're supposed to do, you know, when they're writing like this. And I thought about it, and he talked about how he was brought up in the Seventh Day Adventist religion, and that how the branch Davidians down in Waco, Texas, in Koresh, were a sect of that. Yet, of course, they took it so much further than that. And he talked about how they murdered four agents. There was this horrible fight, and you know, where 70 people burnt up after that. And then he drew that as an analogy by saying that nobody hated me because I was a Seventh Day Adventist, and nobody, you know, I had no fear because I was a Seventh Day Adventist. And then he talked about ISIL. He talked about ISIL and the how the Muslim community, how everybody's trying to, you know, show ISIL in the Muslim community, and so that coming into our country, the Muslims have this fear that we're branding all of the Muslim religion with this cult of ISIL. Well, the analogy, I understand what he's saying, but the analogy to me was wrong. And I'll tell you why. The Branch Davidians were a sect. They did not declare war on America. The Branch Davidians was a sect, and there was a lot of mistakes made with this. And frankly, and when they came out with the investigations afterwards, like they wanted Koresh because Koresh was preaching he was God. They were gathering all these guns, so it was something to worry about. The sheriff said, "You want him arrested? Just let me arrest him. I've arrested him before." and I wait till he's running, down the road, and I'll just take him. Or I'll just, you know, when he comes into town, I'll just take him. And then, you know, so I'll have him arrested, and we can just do this locally. And no, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms went in there. And it started this horrendous firefight. There were people were killed, and then went on to the fact of when they attacked, and then the fire started, and all those people. Now, after that, though, the Seventh-day Adventist of America did not declare a holy war against America. So to use that as an analogy, it doesn't work with me. However, what you said, though, Silas, does in the sense of you can't tar all Muslims in the Islamic faith with the guys and with the ones that are in ISIL.
Absolutely not.
However, the Muslim religion, as it is in Saudi Arabia and so many other countries, it is not a religious, is not a country of free religion there. That if you try to change religion from Muslim to Christian, you can be stoned to death. And this is in Saudi Arabia. You can be persecuted for that. So don't ever forget that religion is different than what we have here in Christianity, and maybe even in the Muslim religion that people practice here in America, it may be different. Now, you know, but to say that we should not let people in because of religion is just absolutely wrong. I don't agree with that. But here's let me draw this analogy. My friend from England, who was a officer in the British Navy, who worked for the United States military with top secret clearances, took him 3 years to be able to come into the United States. He got a temporary green card after he'd done a background investigation, but for him to come in officially was like 3 years. But he went through all the right levels of security and all this. If you want to let Syrians into our country, I have no problem with that as long as they do all the background checks, just like everybody else. But just to let people come through the door is wrong. Just like we're letting people come through the southern door is wrong. We're not checking on anybody's background. We're not checking to see is that they can add something to our country. Do they add or do they take away? But to go back to the piece is there were so many differences in the analogy from the Branch Davidians and from ISIL is that that part didn't make sense. But the part about welcoming people to our country that are coming through legally. After coming through on the right track, I have no problem with that. Our country is stronger because of that. And as they've done studies, and I've got, of course you have to check on who the studies, but the studies are is people who have immigrated to our country legally come in and they build and they're happy to be here and they're thankful to be here and they build businesses and they enrich and strengthen our country. I love that. That are coming through here legally. Don't ever get them mixed up with the ones who are just coming across because to get what they can. So if we allow 80,000 Syrians in, I have no problem with that as long as they go through the background checks. And it takes 2.5 years or 3 years, like it did my buddy who was a British officer in the military and worked for us. Because I feel then at that point, why not? They've done everything they're supposed to. Okay. And that's what I think about that.
Wow.
8 o'clock.
Was that a call to tirade or just
no,
an
no,
opinion?
No. That was just an opinion. Because what he said was it made you think because
we're starting
we
off
should
the silence,
not, we should,
Silas Lyons opinion piece.
Yeah, it was in yesterday's paper, and it should be. And the other part they had in the editorial was, you know, about transparency in government. Our government is not transparent. I don't care what they say. Our government's not transparent. And that goes from Obama through the state and then down even into the city. We need to have as much transparency in our city government as you do at the national level. Why? Because they have a much more of an impact on us than a lot of these little national laws that eventually might get down here or whatever. But everything that city council and that county supervisors does has a direct impact on us. So we should know everything they're doing. There should never be a point where we're fighting to try and get information from them, where everything is hidden. That, to me, is absolutely wrong. So... good editorial. Silas, I'll give you a 70 on yours because I agreed with your premise, but I didn't agree with your analogy. So there. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the new laws that are going to hit you in the state of California. If you're driving on the freeways, you better listen because this could affect you. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock on November 3rd.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. President Obama is calling the Paris climate talks an act of defiance by the world community following the ISIS-linked attacks of 2 weeks ago. The president also says there are two big reasons to think this summit represents a turning point in the debate over global warming.
The fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
More than 150 world leaders are attending the two-week event. Russia's president says his country is ready to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by almost one-third over the next 15 years compared with 1990 levels. Vladimir Putin also said a future global climate deal must include commitments from both developing and developed nations. Just back from its Thanksgiving break, Congress is facing a number of challenges in the next few weeks.
Chief among them, avoiding a government shutdown at the end of next week. Debate over the spending bill could include efforts to cut funding for Planned Parenthood and the president's plans to resettle Syrian refugees, as well as a push by Florida's Marco Rubio to go after Obamacare. Rubio wants to eliminate taxpayer bailouts for insurance companies that face unexpected costs.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The man accused of opening fire at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs is set to make his first court appearance today. Robert Deere is accused of killing a police officer and two civilians. They were an Iraq War veteran and a mother of two. They were not patients at the clinic. The rampage touched off an hours-long standoff and a shootout on Friday that also left nine other people injured. Deere reportedly made comments that indicated he may have been motivated by opposition to abortion. Deere will appear in court today via video conference. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Like every Christmas, our U.S. military will be deployed around the world, sacrificing their comfort for our freedom. This holiday season, let our brave military men and women know you care by sending the best gift available, a military Bible stick. The Military Bible Stick, a small digital audio player with selected Psalms and the New Testament.
Through tough times, the Bible gives me a message of hope and love and better days to come.
Thank you for providing the Bible in this format. It was just the tool I needed to continue my walk with God.
This has been the best gift ever. The narrators really bring to light the power of God's Word.
Over 500,000 troops have been given a military Bible stick, but many, many more are waiting. Send this life-changing gift today. Call 800-800-2555 or visit militarybiblestick.com.
A deadly storm that caused flooding and coated parts of the southern plains in ice during the Thanksgiving weekend dumped more rain on already swollen rivers in parts of North Texas and Arkansas over the weekend. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesman Kyle Clay says many of the flood rescues have involved motorists who drove through barricaded areas and into high-standing water.
We've had a lot of people who've gotten out there and driven into the water, and typically the end result was the car would stall, and they would call, and we'd just come get them out and send them on home. We have had some fatalities.
The band of storms has been blamed for at least 14 deaths. China's capital is suffering through its worst air pollution of the year. Monitoring sites throughout Beijing have reported extremely hazardous levels of pollutants. City authorities issued a rare orange alert. Schools suspended outdoor activities. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Slightly more Americans signed contracts to buy homes in October in a modest rebound that suggests the real estate market has crested.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index went up 0.2% to 107.7 in October. The index has increased 3.9% in the past 12 months. Job gains and low mortgage rates boosted sales for much of the year. However, increasing home values as well as limited inventories have limited further growth in the closing months of 2015.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The University of Chicago says all classes and activities are canceled today after the FBI passed on an online threat of gun violence directed against the campus quad. The FBI says the threat was described as very specific. The decision could affect more than 30,000 students, faculty, and staff who work on the Hyde Park campus, which is south of downtown Chicago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 30th of November. It is 6 after 8 o'clock in the morning, and the weather is delightful.
Baby, it's cold outside. Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a slight chance of rain today, with our highs being 51, slight chance of showers, and then patchy frost tonight with our lows of 37. Tuesday calls for patchy frost and slight chance of rain with our highs of 59 Tuesday night. Low of 41, another chance of rain on Wednesday, 30% chance of rain with our highs of 60 and our lows in the 50s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. So, baby, don't be cold outside. Call Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business that gets awards for their veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at, okay, you ready for this? Four Winds Jewelry. Today is the day you go down to Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, you go out all the time. But today is the day of the big sale. Linda, the big sale at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard has got a little reserved parking spot for you right out in front because he knows what happens.
Our favorite place to go.
Whoa, the best jewelry store. Full. It's got it all there.
Watches, all kinds of great, wonderful things. I'm really curious. Yes, I'm going to stop by. I hope you guys, too. Because Leonard doesn't, you know, when he decides to do a sale and he decides to do these special.
He burns down the place.
He really brings out stuff that's been in the backstay for, you know, it's going to be fun.
He's been hiding it.
So that's Four Winds Jewelry that is on Hilltop Drive.
And it's right across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Right, right.
Yeah, hey, our friends there. Also, it's got it all. It's got it all right there. Four Winds Jewelry. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning, you two.
Hey, you can head on down to Four Winds Jewelry and find something for Rally Sally. She can put on.
Sally is in the lap of luxury, my friend.
Oh, lap of luxury. Well, she'd be lapping.
Yes,
she'd have more luxurious.
You know, we're going to go to dinner, and we'll go to the Mickey D dollar menu. You know, nothing but the best for my girl.
No, you don't deserve her.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you and I have in common.
That's right. We married up. Okay.
We did.
All right. So you've got, you know what? We do. We missed out on Baird. He got taken out of town or something. We need to get him back.
Well, just, you know, a lot's going on. And this coming Saturday, we're going to be in Oregon. We're going to be in Josephine County. It seems as though there's about seven counties up there that want to do exactly what we're doing in Oregon. I can't even tell you the legs this thing has. Between all the news media and everything else that's been going on. Redding, of course, being in the bubble, what is that station that reports only the hard facts? We ask the hard questions. anyway, enough of that. Tonight we have Tim Pappas, who is going to be speaking on the Constitution at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. And Tim's a constitutional attorney who is absolutely wonderful to listen to. And I know people really enjoy him, and it's a joy to bring him in to talk about the Constitution and teach every couple of weeks. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we like having him on. We need to have him on again because it's been about a month. And Tim picks the one last time had, you know, was in the news. So, and he explained everything that was going on for that amendment. So, yeah, Tim's a good guy to have on. Okay, tonight.
2570 South Bonneview Road.
Well, thank
Destiny
you, Terry.
Destiny Fellowship Church.
Merry
Tim
Christmas
Pappas.
And all that good stuff, okay?
What's that, love?
I said Merry Christmas and all that good stuff, okay?
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. You guys have a great day and happy Monday.
Okay,
all right.
You too. Thanks.
Have a good meeting tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, I talked to everybody about there's laws coming on the roads that could affect you. And people are saying that they don't trust me, that I have all the laws. How does Carl have that? How do you know that, Carl? I don't. But I do have Tim Hugel, who is in charge of all the safety and all these laws. He is the unit supervisor of the motor carriers specialist up here at California Highway Patrol of the Northern Division. And Tim, who has been on before, knows all these new things that are happening. And the programs have changed dramatically. And, you know, when Linda and I started our trucking company here, that in our transportation company, I learned about all of this the hard way. When I had inspectors come down and sit on my chest for 4 hours, in the right sense, he was so good, and it was an education I couldn't have paid for an education that was better for that. But there's a lot of changes. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Linda. Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well.
How'd you? And Linda had a great question.
Well, it kind of, you know, I mean, let me see that because all the titles. Here we go.
Right there.
So Tim F. Hugel. Motor Carrier Specialist 3, like 1113, Unit Supervisor, Highway California Patrol, Northern Division, an internationally accredited agency, safety service security. Okay, so that's a lot of stuff that I'm not aware of. So I'm like, well, how do you become, first of all, we started off with Tim, so at the break I wanted to say, how do you become a Motor Carrier Specialist Unit Supervisor? What is a motor carrier specialist?
A motor carrier specialist is an employee of the Highway Patrol who fulfills a job function within the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Program. The motor carrier specialist is one who goes on terminal to conduct the inspections, much like you went through with your truck entity, Carl, where we inspect for compliance with vehicle code and California Code of Regulation requirements.
So are you having to constantly, well, I would think you would be constantly updating the how laws are changing. And how often do they change?
Depending on what realm of the commercial vehicle industry we're dealing with, it could be fairly often to it could stay status quo for a number of years, much like the BIT program we're going to talk about. The BIT program became effective in 1989 and really had no substantial changes until what's coming up here January 1st.
And the BIT is the Basic Inspection of Terminals. The BIT program changes. And when I say this changes how people are going to drive, in the sense it does, and mainly in inspections and all this. People have never been inspected before. Hello, because it's going to start.
Well, when we talk about inspections now, okay, now just because I'm the layman and I'm the listener driving to the cleaners this morning and I'm listening to the show and we're talking about something that you both have been delving, have been very involved in this. So when you talk about inspections, are you talking about just for trucking or are you talking about inspections for the general population?
In the beginning of the BIT program and historically throughout the years, it has been the trucking industry, the big rigs you see going up and down the freeway, the semi-trucks. What's transpired 2 years ago, a law came into effect where it's going to expand the horizons, so to speak, of the vehicle types that are going to be subject to this program. Much like with federal, the interstate operators, federal regulations apply to any commercial vehicle over 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. That's the arena we're getting into. If you operate a commercial motor vehicle over 10,000 pounds commercially, that's the key, then you will be part of this BIT program.
Okay, so an example of that, if somebody was, they had their dually and they were hauling stuff in which they can easily haul 10,000 pounds.
Well, the 10,000 pounds
or of the gross vehicle weight rating,
right. Correct.
Okay. But people have had flatbeds then, have that, and have not come under the inspections before.
Not through the terminal, through the BIT program.
Right.
They may have to go through the scales. If it's not a pickup truck by definition, then you're required to go through the scales and any inspection lane that a commercial officer may have set up on the side of the road. With the new program, again, I indicated commercial operation, so meaning you're in the furtherance of a business. You're depreciating the vehicle, writing it off. You know, you're in a business endeavor with that vehicle. it's over 10,000 on the gross vehicle weight rating, you become subject to this new inspection program.
Okay. All right. We're here with Tim Hugel, and there's big changes coming on the beginning in January right here in California that's going to be impacting on people that maybe some of them don't even know about it. And we want to talk about CARB and all this other things that are happening along the road, too, from the California Air Resources Board and the impact that's having on people that are starting to get tighter and tighter out there on it. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 16 minutes after 8. It's 31 degrees out there today on the November 30th, the last day of November.
Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 and... We're going to do that song Thursday night at Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds with Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass and Pat Karch on keyboard. Vocals and keyboard. Bobby Verimani's on drums. And we've got Lou White on sax. We're going to be singing that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, doing some Christmas favorites, as well as Rick Hill will come by and play a guitar.
Plus
so
jazz and singing and dancing.
Enjoy.
And great dinner there. You know what? We have a super time.
It's going to be sold out. So come make your reservations now, I'm telling you, because the last minute, it's very hard to get in. 243-3377.
There you go.
Element Lounge.
December 3rd, this Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's 31 degrees out there. Going up to 51 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, where our customers are warm friends with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Jamie?
Yes.
Good morning. You're live.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Bye. What's on your mind?
So I had a question for your guest.
Sure.
So I operate a limousine service. It's a commercially ran car, basically, but I'm under 10,000 pounds. But I did get a notice from the CPUC saying that I would have to start CHP inspections. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Is your guest the guy who's going to be doing that, or how is that going to work?
No, I'm not the actual person that will conduct the inspection. We have motor carrier specialist ones who have geographically assigned sub-areas that will conduct the actual inspection of the vehicle.
Okay.
But Tim's their boss.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a question for him.
Yeah, basically the question is even though I'm under 10,000 pounds, they're still saying I need inspections. Am I going to go through the same kind of inspection then that everybody else over 10,000 would go through?
Not as in-depth. Your situation for the limousines, we're dealing with modified limousines. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay. They're falling under another inspection criteria due to the emergency exits and the side extra door, whatever you want to call it, that has to be installed in order for the passengers to be able to escape in case of an emergency.
Exactly.
And so that's going to come into play. If I'm not mistaken, I believe there's a bill out there right now that's going to extend it out until July of 17 before we actually engage in the inspection of those modified limousines.
Okay, now do you know, since I do have the fifth door, am I going to be exempt from having to put in a pop-out window of some sorts or anything like that?
I think it's complicated, and the best thing to do is to give us a call, and we can go over the requirements so you're clear, and we can provide you information. But the pop-out windows, the side emergency exit windows, are still going to be part of the requirement.
Okay.
And Jeff, we were just talking about you, Jamie, at the break, and we were seeing our limo guy. And so glad you called in, because I was like, you know, I love your limo and the fact that it's got that door, those two doors.
Yeah, now I'm hoping that extra door is going to exempt me, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about the window if something happens, because I'm throwing somebody through it. So that's the pop-out window when I kick it out. There's your pop-out window, okay?
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, if you're looking for somebody to take you out on a Christmas tree extravaganza, give Jamie a call.
We're taking the family, and your limo seat's 8.
Yes.
So my folks are coming, the grandkids are going to be here, the kids.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
We're going to have a blast. That's a limo. So give Jamie a call. Jamie, what's your number?
276-8851.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I love this guy. She's totally safety conscious and really a conscientious guy.
Yeah, definitely. I want to make sure everybody's safe. So.
Okay,
and
Jamie.
I'm following all the proper laws. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for your guys' time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, we're here with Tim Hugel, who is a motor carrier specialist. In fact, he's in charge of all of the ones out here. So when he speaks, people listen. These changes. And see that one right there. See, this is why this was a great idea to have you on, because I've got this. Am I going to be covered? But you're saying during the break, 10,000 pounds up to 32,000, you're going to have how many new vehicles it looks like to be? I shouldn't say new, but how many vehicles now are you going to get this year?
Well, the vehicle count, we don't have any idea, truly. It's actually the number of terminals that we're looking at.
Okay.
And so, ultimately, in the 13 counties that Northern Division encompasses, we're estimating upwards of 3,000 additional terminals for those vehicle types.
And how many do you have now?
About 3,200.
You have 3,200, so you're going to essentially double your workload.
Correct.
Which is why I was told that I was lucky to be inspected. Because I probably won't see you guys again for 6 years then. Unless something happens.
Unless something happens, and that gets us into how this whole program is going to work. Ultimately, you have what's called a carrier ID number, CA number it's referred to. And we have a new database that actually issues that number and then will monitor the activity of the entity through that number, which will then give us our prioritization system for who we're going to inspect come January 1st. Our focus initially is going to be on all of those terminals that have never been inspected before.
So, as an example of this, this can be somebody that hauling roofing supplies. They've been weighed before, but they're keeping their trucks. May have a couple of trucks in their parked. They go down, they pick up roofing supplies, 30,000 pounds worth. They come back, they're measured or they're weighed and they're fine, but they've never been inspected. And when you inspect, let's talk about that. Because this is not just somebody walking through and kind of going, oh, okay, yeah, it looks okay. I mean, you're looking for paper.
We're looking for records, correct?
That's right. And I tell you, I was fortunate because just starting the company and then getting the class as he's inspecting me, so we could put everything there, like something like the employer pull notice, timekeeping records, proficiency records, employment application that you have to keep for like 3 years. I mean, I had to go back like 6 years on my guy because we roll hazmat. Hazmat training, cargo tank, shipping papers, daily vehicle inspection reports, preventive maintenance inspection reports, documentation of all inspection, maintenance, lubrication, and repair. And there's probably a lot of people out there in that 3,200 new terminals don't have this.
They will not have it. In particular, the hours of service, the record keeping for your drivers your employees who actually drive those commercial motor vehicles. I believe that's where we're going to find our biggest area of non-compliance, which then they'll have an opportunity through some education and time to bring those areas of non-compliance into compliance.
You won't just shut somebody down because they don't have these things.
Only if it's a situation of a serious violation. Imminent danger is how we
determine. Okay, and so what would that be?
The vehicle itself has conditions that would likely cause it to break down, be in an accident on the highway. If we put it out of service, that could be an imminent danger. If there are hours of service violations that we can find that basically shows that the carrier has no regard for the hours of service regulations, drivers are falsifying or exceeding hours of service on a consistent basis.
Yeah, because people should be keeping, we keep our driver's logs, and they're very strict, and the things that you can't be over 11 hours, it goes on and on, where we have to turn down jobs because we're houred out on that. But a lot of times small companies don't have that, do I turn down $1,000 because a guy's got, because if he drives today, he'll be over 3 hours? That's what they're facing there.
That is what they're facing, correct.
I understand it, where it comes, but I also know is that when you're driving, especially, you've got 30,000 pounds rolling down the road, you want a safe vehicle. So are there any, like say we were talking about that somebody's got a business and it's a bobtail and he's hauling that in the flatbed, does anybody inspect that truck?
Well, it's inspected on highway. You may see the Cottonwood inspection facility like that. That's how they would be inspected today, rolling through the scale, getting weighed. The vehicle may or may not be inspected, depending on if they see anything or if it has no what they call a Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance decal in the windshield.
The
90-day inspection, correct. Right. So there's a method that they choose the vehicles to be inspected, but again, they're not going through all of the record-keeping requirements on the highway. That's the terminal element that we would be involved in.
Okay. So this is going to be a big surprise to people.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
And this is because you're talking 3,200 other terminals where it could be one truck or five trucks or any types of those vehicles. Limousines. So you got limos here. You've got some. What about these the ones that carry people down, like to the airports and back?
Okay, those vehicles again are in another inspection program that involves buses. And again, mm-hmm. buses or the limousines are not part of the BIT program. That's
right.
Truck related
okay.
only.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're here with Tim Hugel, who is the guy in charge of this, and this implementation is, and like I said, having just gone through it, you know, a lot of these guys, they do this all the time. You know, they've got all their records there. I mean, now I've got like two binders of stuff there on one driver. I mean, just on one truck and one driver. I can just imagine having 20 trucks and 30 drivers, what that must be like. Or it could be even worse if somebody just has two trucks, they've been doing this for 10 years, and now they're trying to rebuild this whole admin trail that you need.
Right. And I'm not saying nobody has any of this in play. They may have it. They just don't have it in a record-keeping method to provide it readily. So mm-hmm. it'll take some education to help them understand how to keep these records that they're already maintaining in another fashion.
Okay. We're here with Tim Hugel, and we're going to continue talking about this because I want to get into the, the changes, some more changes here, but also CARB. California Air Resources Board and inspections like that and things that, that's impacting on trucking and commerce today. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:31 here on November the 30th. It's 30 degrees outside, and that's why we're inside. Weather reports brought to you by Shafter Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Dr. Marie Salas of Reading Republican Women Federated.
And I'm Ted Leidy. We would like to thank you for coming out to the Chris Perano event last week.
Hey, Ted, you did a great job being our MC that night. Thank you.
You bet. Now it's time to thank our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries,
SJ Denim,
North Valley Distributing,
Foothill Distributing Budweiser,
Healthwise Chiropractic, Dr. Maria Salas. Hey, that's you.
J&A Foods,
Premier Catering,
Northern Firearms Instruction. Hey, that's you, Ted.
KQMS,
Taylor Motors,
Adam McKelvain,
Next Generation Real Estate Services, Jenny Mistel,
Best Western Hilltop Inn,
Mike Pallmeyer, Edward Jones,
and of course, our great supporters, KCNR Free Fire Radio.
We would also like to thank our friends and neighbors of this amazing community who attended the event, and we would like to wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. We have so much fun engaging with each other at the break, and gosh, just so many questions. And so this is really an interesting topic, a very timely thing, and it's happening right now, so we want to make sure that you hear it here on KCNR 1460. Highs today at 57. It's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. Our lows tonight are going to be 37 degrees. Chance of rain today and tomorrow as we do a detailed forecast in just a few minutes. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 363-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Zapper Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Right across from the subway, they're a veteran-owned barbershop, which is the best in town, by the way. Man's last stronghold. Can't get any better than that. You walk in, and you're like the Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can catch up on everything that's going on. You just walk in and say, so what's happening with the over there in Paris with Obama and the world leaders on climate control? And they'll tell you what's going on, except they shorten it down a lot, and they just put it in like one sentence, which makes a lot of sense. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Great people there. We're here with Tim Hugel, who is telling us all these new rules are going to come in 1 January, and this is affecting a lot of people. Already getting phone calls, like, you know, from limo drivers. And, you know, explaining it. Now, we got another one that came in.
Owner drivers. Yeah, I got a question
for the guests. Will the record keeping rules for trucks apply to distributors like Foothills? Distributing, you know, like, you know, ones that are moving their sodas and, you know, and lively drinks around?
Yes, it will. Again, if they're not operating the big rigs, semis for movement of those products, and they have the smaller bobtail units, we term them as, with the roll-up doors, side doors that they do their deliveries, that will be a vehicle that's going to fall under this BIT program. And the record-keeping, again, for that vehicle, if it's over 26,000 on the GVWR, will be fully regulated, maintenance program, driver records, hours of service, qualification files, so on. If it's less than 26 or less, but over 10, then primarily it's going to be 90-day periodic inspections and hours of service, as well as the driver application for the qualification of the driver.
All right, let's go to the phones. There's people out there right now that are hearing this for the first time, aren't they?
Yes, many, I'm sure.
Yep. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dennis, good morning. Do you have a question?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're peachy. How about you, Dennis?
Peachy. Hey, I've got a 40-foot horse trailer with living quarters in the front as a gooseneck that I tow behind my one-ton that is a single rear wheel. I understand now I'm going to have to get a Class A license for that and get a CA number.
Well, the Class A license is another topic of its own. Any of the license requirements for the operation of the vehicle, and if you're under the declared gross weight declaration for the commercial weight fees, that's a topic of its own versus the BIT program. But for that vehicle, the combination, yes. If the trailer's over 10, it's a commercial trailer, the Class A license is required. The living quarters does not qualify it as a recreational vehicle. DMV has deemed that to be a commercial vehicle for the purposes of transportation of property.
Just made your day, huh, Dennis?
Yeah. I'm not so sure that's how I would describe it, but yes.
No,
thank you so very much.
You bet, Dennis. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, you know what? So now, instead of just being able to drive your truck with, what's your just regular license? It's a Class C, right?
Correct.
So now he's got to get a Class A.
Due to the trailer.
Okay, Class A is a professional. That's a commercial driver's license.
It is a commercial driver's license.
Does he have to go through school?
He will have to go through a written test in DMV. He'll have to get the medical on his commercial license, which is done every 2 years.
Yep.
And he'll actually have to do the drive test in order to get that commercial license.
With his trailer.
Correct.
Okay, so Dennis, what he's saying here is this, is that, because this is what we do with our guys, Every 2 years, they have to have a physical. Now, you don't have to go through the background investigation, thank God, but unless you're hauling hazmat on there. So you're going to have to get a physical, proof that you're healthy. You've got to then, you've got to be able to pass a test. And that includes walking around, from what I understand, is that you come out, you've got to go through a safety check of your vehicle. And you need to find out what it is, because that is from memory. And you go through there and you check, and you've got to go through and say how you're checking all of this, including opening up the hood and checking in there. Anything that you, I mean, it's really not an easy test. And they dump a lot of people just on that part. And then you need to get into the car, into the truck with the trailer, and drive it around and show that you can drive the trailer.
That's correct. And 90% of the applicants for the license actually fail the pre-trip, is what you were describing.
Yeah, that's where they lose them. And because and if you've not taken this test, if you don't know what's on it, I mean, there are a lot of questions on this just from memory. That's why it takes a long time, and that's why every day when you're going through truck school, driving school, which, by the way, I didn't, only because my insurance company wouldn't cover me anyway, because I don't have enough experience to drive my own truck in my own company. Okay, figure that one out. But anyway, so yeah, that's every day when they're and they're going through the school, they go out there and they do this so they can just get it memorized. This is not that was that's so what's he do? Does he just get rid of that one and he gets a smaller trailer? Then he doesn't have to do that.
That's an option to address if he's thinking that he might be able to do something like that. If it's something that he can't get around, then yes, that's what he's going to have to follow. There are entities out there that will provide you a one-day training in order to get this commercial license.
Yeah,
so
yes.
They're successful with their program in order to really educate you in that short period of time to pass that test.
That's right. You know, and it is. They have a one-day course to show you this is what you need to know, and then it's up to you to memorize all that stuff.
Correct.
Before you go down there. Other questions here? Where did these new regulations originate?
Well, it originated many years ago with the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Program back in the 60s, but the BIT program started in 1989, BIT standing for Biennial Inspection of Terminals, and again, it was primarily the big rigs. Now, this particular law that came into play 2 years ago with an effective date January 1st of 16, that came about due to our alignment with the federal regulations under their Federal Motor Carrier Safety regulations of the vehicle types they regulate, which is over 10,000 pounds operated commercially. So over the years, we've become more and more aligned with federal requirements through California law and regulations.
So that's where they came from, and it's obviously more money for the state, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. This has never been a moneymaker. The Highway Patrol is obviously revenue neutral. Our objective is safety, highway safety, saving lives. And these heavier vehicles that we're seeing out on the highway are the ones that get in accidents and cause fatalities due to the weight and the size of the vehicle. So we're interested in the safety of the operation of vehicles, and also that the operators of those vehicles are qualified and knowledgeable in the operation of that vehicle.
Okay, somebody's saying that there's something wrong with chat today, Bob, if you get on there and take a look at it. I don't think it is. Mine's working. It could be you just need to come back in again, Shasta-minded. Here's a question that is there a link that people can go to?
Yes, there's the Highway Patrol has a website. It's www.chp.ca.gov. And once you're at their homepage, go into Programs. There's a tab across the top of the page. Hit Programs, and then you'll see on that page, Commercial Vehicle section. Open that program, and there's a lot of information on there, pamphlet material that you can print off regarding the inspection, regarding requirements, the CA number, the motor carrier property permit. A lot of information.
There is, because let me having just gone through this essentially like within the last 90 days, it's a lot of things, keeping the records of your drivers and all this. Now, here's another point. Can you bring up the point that a DUI limit with a Class A license is much lower than a Class C? Is that true?
The the point count you're talking, I believe the caller or the person asking the question, is the threshold for what is considered a DUI.
Right.
If you're operating a commercial vehicle requiring the commercial driver's license, 0.04 is considered DUI.
That's
versus
a beer.
0.08.
That could be like a beer.
Right. Well, operating a commercial motor vehicle, the prohibition is no alcohol whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, 0.04, yes, it is much lower. But the misconception is if you get a DUI in your personal vehicle and you're a holder of a commercial license, they're going to hold you to the 0.04 tolerance, and that is not correct. It'll be the vehicle type and the license required.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so if you're driving your own car and they pull you over and you blow an 0.04, then you're going to be okay.
You'll be all right.
You're driving that truck, though, or that horse van with the 40-foot trailer.
That's a different
story. And you blow an 0.04, you've just got yourself.
You've got a problem, correct. And then the sanctions, obviously, you'll lose your license for a year under the commercial protocols for
so that means you can't drive your horse? You can't drive that light? You can't drive your horse trailer. And you couldn't drive the horse trailer, but you could drive your truck.
You could drive the vehicle, because what would happen is the courts, again, and DMV would hopefully authorize a Class C license for you to continue your employment and such.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's up to them how they want to reinstate the license.
You just can't do a Class A. Right. Okay. All right. Hey, we're Tim Hugo. And, Tim, you know what? This is garnering a lot of attention here, especially with the ideas when they talked about the distributing companies that you see all around here. And I have to, you know, frankly, I have to ask what kind of training some of these guys have had. Seriously, when I see the way they park and the way they put their, way, you know, right just right here behind our building here, who taught you to park like that? You know, to block off everybody on both ends. How do you do that?
Do they get like a permission? The question would be, do they have a permission if you're a commercial truck for food and you have an alleyway? Do you have like 10 minutes that you can unload?
It's supposed to be like 15 minutes or something like that.
I mean, I'm curious because people can't get in. Well, I guess you can, but with the parking back here, there are sometimes you cannot get out.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, the highway patrol doesn't get involved in those elements.
Right.
It's more of the local
PD, thing.
City, Muni code, right, for that, loading zones and such.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break. Tim Hugel is our guest. He's the head of the Enforcement Division out here and motor specialist up here in Northern California. And he has just dropped, bombshell after bombshell on everybody out here, especially you, you horse lovers. They're out there hauling your horses around out there. Guess what? You now will be, you're now going to need to get that Class A if it's over, if that horse trailer is 12 feet long and you've got a one-ton truck.
Well, again, no. It's all based off the gross vehicle weight rating of the trailer. And so he was talking, he had a fairly long trailer that I believe he indicated he was 40 feet. So that, to me, is probably a 16, 18,000 GVWR horse trailer.
Yeah.
Class A license.
Yeah, because it had sleeping in that. So you could, but I see a lot of people calling those like that.
Okay, so then the question would be, and sorry if I missed it, let's ask it
after we
take the break.
Okay.
Okay.
Tim Hugel's here with us. Linda and Carl Bott.
From KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning grand debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you are sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everybody had at least got one or two days off. I kicked all my guys out of here. They hated it, but they want. In fact, they came down here and just slept because they wanted to stay around the studios. It was something. 8 minutes until 9 o'clock. Our guest is Tim Hugel, who is he was in charge of the motor carrier specialist up here. In other words, enforcing the rules out here. And before it was just when we're talking about the basic inspection of terminals, the biennial inspection of terminals program, it was for the professional truckers, the big rigs. It is changing on 1 January so that, my friends, it's going to come into your it could come into your home, as Dennis found out. Who hauls a 40-foot horse trailer? He now has to have a Class A license, and to haul that. Plus, I guess theoretically, you could go to his home and check and make sure he's got all those records that says that he's checked his driving record and he has a. Do they have to have an alcohol drug program?
If the commercial license to operate the vehicle, and again, it's the gross vehicle weight rating that we're right. concerned with. So if it's a Class A license on Dennis's situation, the right. trailer is dictating that.
Right.
If the combination is over 26,000 gross vehicle weight rating between the power unit and the trailer mm-hmm. for that Class A license, then yes, he's going to be involved in the drug and alcohol testing program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because, okay, let me tell everybody about that. You sign up for that. And you, as a driver, are going to go down there, and you're signed up in this thing. It costs X amount of dollars to be in it. And every so often, you're going to be called in to take a drug or alcohol test then, because just like we do our professional drivers, because you've got a Class A, which means now you've got to have that there on site with the viable drug and alcohol. Tim, I just don't see how this can work like this. I mean, that was just a great example. I'm hauling a 40-foot horse trailer. I go to events. Okay, now I have to get a Class A license. But now I have to have, because it's over 26,000 pounds, I have to have a drug and alcohol program too?
You would be subject to the drug and alcohol testing.
Here come the phone calls. Here they come.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just watching guys.
We just baited it.
They're just going... I can just see this.
I mean,
well, this is one of the reasons that we wanted to have Tim on, because this is huge stuff
here. I
know.
And here's the thing. What if you're on prescription meds? I mean, you always just, yes. I'm not really sure when you do the drug and alcohol testing.
If it's prescription drugs, you're okay as long as they know what they are.
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
But there are certain kinds, I'm sure, that says you're not supposed to be driving.
Well, what if somebody's on an antidepressant or something like that? You know, like, again, we're talking about, Carl, we're talking about with disabled veterans and some people who have to be on kinds of medications. I always wonder about that. In fact, let's do a show on that. Will we? Let's do a show on that.
Well, we can do that. But let's go over to Billy Bob, who is calling in from Palo Cedro. Billy Bob, good morning. How did that? I see that spilled coffee all over your lap.
Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely crazy. And you shouldn't be laughing. I just found out that you're in the trucking business, and I can't believe you did that mistake. But anyway,
hey, you know what? It's working out. I mean, I'm hiring veterans, you know, so I mean, it's working out. People have been really good with us. Billy Bob.
Well, this information I've just been listening to is absolutely ridiculous. It is absolutely an intrusion of government that is not required. And again, this federal model, what federal model in anything do we believe in? The healthcare system or anything else? Our foreign policy? What federal model is there worth even considering? And again, not any discredit to the CHP, but this is absolutely going to absolutely turn over a bunch of people's attitude. And again, here, I got a solution. We can have every trucking company, even our distributors locally, and all they have to do is hire illegal aliens to drive, and they won't bust them. They can't do anything about them. Every trucking company in California is illegally owned and illegally operated. So I'll let you guys go.
Okay, Billy Bob. Thanks. You know, Tim's in here. I just love watching Tim's face on this because he's having to tell us things. And it's here's another one. A 2,250 pickup truck and a travel trailer would be over the 10K.
It would, but again, but through this law, through the provisions,
you're okay with that.
There's
though.
Exceptions to the rule for everything, and a recreational trailer combination and such, those are some exceptions. We're not looking for people who are using vehicles recreational or privately. It's commercial use. That's where we're focused.
Hey, by the way, Billy Bob and others who have called, thank you very much. I mean, our callers are very classy people. I mean, they could have. I mean, I know all types of words were in their mouths right then. It's just like, okay, so we got a couple minutes left here, Tim, so that you've just made everybody happy for the beginning of the year. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. 3,200 new terminals. You've already got mine, so I'm safe for a few years. But these things you're saying is, one more time, where can people find these laws out?
Again, on the website for the California Highway Patrol, there's a lot of information there on this program. Through the DMV's website for the motor carrier permit process, there's information. We have a program called Commercial Industry Education that is, again, free of charge, available to the commercial vehicle industry. We highly suggest that if you belong to an association, the Builders Exchange, Cattlemen's Association, Tow Truck Operators Association, whatever the case may be, that you try to get us involved in your meeting so we can actually go over these
requirements. And you've been to a couple of the meetings, I know, right now. But see, the ones that, you know, that are going to be impacted on this are people like we just talked about that are doing, they're using their flatbeds or their bobtails. For these, the distributing companies that are driving Coca-Cola and beer around, that they are in this now, or the people now that are, you know, that are hauling 40-foot horse trailers Things like this are all now it's impacting on everybody. So they don't go to meetings usually. I mean, when, if you've got a fleet, now you probably, you know, should start looking at this. But you're looking at individuals.
Sure.
That can come in. Now, you may not be in that first group of people that are being inspected, but eventually somebody's going to come around and ask to see it.
That is correct. You know, the best thing to do is give us a call. We can go over things, what you're operating on the phone, if we have to come out and actually see what you've got going on, or if you can bring it by our office, we can better advise you as to the requirements, if any. But the key, again, is commercial use.
Okay, commercial use. And you, then you will give the definition to people what commercial use is, like you just gave Dennis. I'm sorry, but that's commercial use when you get to that size. Construed as commercial, even if it's privately, everything's private. Okay. Tim Hugel, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you
know what? You were a lot chipper when you came in.
There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. If you have any questions, you give Tim a call out there at the California Highway Patrol out there at 242-4300 out there, and he'll get you out there. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Obama is sounding the alarm over the perceived global threat of climate change.
There is such a thing as being too late. And when it comes to climate change, that hour is almost upon us.
The president speaking today at the Global Climate Change Summit taking place in Paris. An online gun-related threat has canceled all classes and activities today at the University of Chicago. The FBI passed along the threat, which mentioned a place, a campus quad, and a time, 10 o'clock this morning. Jury selection today for the first Baltimore police officer to stand trial in the death of Freddie Gray, the black man who died while in police custody. Officer William Porter, who is also black, is charged with assault and manslaughter. A judge in Chicago deciding whether a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black teen can get bond. The hearing for Officer Jason Van Dyke follows.